back to the hard line. Enter at your own risk.
Fan KFNS, you're listening to Hardline. Not TJ Moe, Jonathan Edgar Hadley, and Matt Rocchio. John, are you still there?
Yes, I am still here.
We're going to talk to Brian, who is promoting an event at Where Rock?
Country Rock Cabaret.
Very nice.
We will talk to him.
We're going to talk some bowling. Gino Ojic from Vivo Mills says, John, this is one of the very few things that he is 100% correct on. John, that seems unfair. Miss Janie Shanahan, January 24th, plus 3,500 to win the West and plus 6,500 to win it all. Just wish I had more than $17 in it. That's pretty spectacular. $17.
Hold on. He bet $17 at 350 to 1?
Well, he bet $7 at 6,500, plus 6,500. So 650 to 1.
Very nice. Good for him. Good for you, bud. Good.
No, that can't be right. It's 65 to 1, right? It's plus 6,500 is 65 to 1.
Yeah, plus 6,500 is 65 to 1.
Okay, yeah. So this was a little bit after they had already started ascending. So he has $7 at 65 to 1 and $10 at 35 to 1. So there you go.
So he has what now? Tell me how much.
It is two separate bets. One is 35 to 1. He's got $10 in it to win the Western Conference. Then he has $7 in it to win the Stanley Cup at 65 to 1.
So he could walk away for $17. He'll make probably more than $800 if they win both. If they just get to the Stanley Cup, he's picking up more than $300.
It is exactly 805.
There you go.
Total. There you go.
Now, keep in mind, he'd get his money back, too.
Correct.
He'd get that 17 back.
Well, that's an important detail here. What would you do without that $17?
You could go to the damn 7-Eleven and get yourself a hot dog and Coke special for an entire week.
Rock would like to bring in our guest.
Yeah, we're gonna talk some bowling just like we talked about before the break, and then we're gonna bring in our bowler. I think that's the correct terminology. We're gonna be talking to Bad Boy Brian, who's gonna be at Country Rock Cabaret tonight and tomorrow night. They got a event going on, midget bowling, and honestly, we got to bring Brian on because we got to figure out what's going on at Country Rock Cabaret, what this event is going on. How's it going, Brian?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing very well. So explain to me, I truly had this question asked to me today. Midget bowling, I don't want to dive too far into this. I need you just to explain it in general, because we could be bowling midgets or we could have midgets being bowling themselves. What are we getting into here?
Well, you're talking to the bowling ball.
Ah.
I am the ball. You and a friend slide me down in baby oil all night long to hit the pins, to win prizes and trophies. And it is a total fun. I've been a professional entertainer for over 30 years, and it is just one of the activities I do. And they say once they go midget bowling, they won't go back.
John, you could find yourself all baby oiled up before. John, Hadley, have you ever done anything like this?
Oh, I'm a firm believer in regular use of baby oil. But I will say this much right now. I take great offense to the terminology that's being used, because I've run across a number of people who are referenced as midgets, and I find them to be of the biggest heart. So instead of calling it midget bowling, I would call it big heart bowling.
Tell you the truth, you know, I didn't like that word when I was a kid, when I was growing up, because I was being bullied and stuff like that. But now it doesn't really bother me. And now it's, and with the entertainment, the word midget is more like ear catching, and it's just like, it's good for business, you know? I mean, it'll sound a lot better than, like, dork bowling or little person bowling. It's just a catchphrase, and it just works.
How about if we go with midget big-hearted bowling?
My, that sounds like, well, of course, because mine hangs lower more than yours.
There you go.
There it is. I like
there
it.
There you go.
I
have to, let me tell you something right now. I think, young man, what people tend to forget and what they're missing at Country Cabaret is the fact that it's not real easy to bowl a midget. It's an art. It's a learned talent.
There's different versions of midget bowling. Mine is a lot more safer and funner. I don't do the swinging style way like people seen on YouTube. Mine is the ramp style that I invented. And it's just, it's all you do is just bending over a little bit. One person each side of me, ankle, shoulder, just slide me down. It's total safe.
So what do you have to do here? Do you shave your chest hair off? Like, it seems like there could be a lot of painful elements to this.
No. I don't shave my chest. No, but I use plastic pins when I do the show, so I don't get hurt. Safety is my number one thing for the customer and myself. It's just, we're just having a good old time. Just, it's like mark it off the bucket list and say that you did it. It's so much fun. And women can get a chance to get a free bowl, and it's just a total blast.
So quick question. If I slip you like a five before I bowl you down the lane, can I get a little extra like arms out in front just so I make sure we get those pins all the way down?
I just go with the flow just like a bowling ball. You know, the only thing in midget bowling you cannot do is stick your finger you know where. That's it. But everything else, I just go with the flow.
Okay, so John can't go now. We've had issues.
John's not even allowed within 100 feet of a midget.
Well, I'm just saying it's going to take away from the art of midget bowling that I learned over in Prague.
the European style, yes, of course.
So I'm not that tall. What is like the regulation here to be eligible to be one of the bowling balls?
It doesn't really matter in a way. I mean,
we get two big enough guys, TJ.
Uh-huh. For a midget class, you know, it's like a little person. It depends on the sensitivity of the little person. You know, anything under 5 feet is considered a little person midget thing.
Okay. So, okay. Do you wear a cup? Do you wear a helmet? Or is this just a baby oil free for all? Let's do it.
Baby oil free for all. Let's do it, pretty much.
I think that actually might be a new tagline for Country Rock Cabaret. you're writing copy now, TJ. I love it.
Yeah, here I am. Okay, so give us some details of this. How would somebody go about signing up for this? Is it something you have to go? Do you have to sign up prior to? Can you show up and go do it? Time, date, everything we need to know here.
Well, it's actually a good. You can make it as a game. You know, the more you bowl, the higher your score. The first three strikes are easy to get, and then it gets a little harder, trickier, and a lot funner after that. Because when you go for the first three strikes on number three, count of three, you know, all you do is you and your partner just give me a little twist, and then I go sideways, and you get all the pins like 99.9% of the time.
Huh.
Then after you and your partner get the white autograph pin, after you get your three strikes, you get a white autograph pin and a prize from the club. Then for the rest of the night, you go for the first place prize, which is the actual trophies they're handing out. For the rest of the night, on the count of three, you got to give me a 180 or more spin.
Oh, wow. Okay. Huh. So how long is the event? Typically, if I'm going to spend a night there, how long will I be there?
As long as you want. It starts at 9 o'clock at night till maybe possible till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, whoa. John, you better block off 8 hours.
Not only is it a fun time, but you can see the dedication that this gentleman gives to his craft. You can see that he is willing to do whatever it takes to prove not only that he's capable of entertaining you, no matter how long it takes. All I have to say is much respect, much love to you, bud.
You know, when I do this entertainment work, I just make sure they laugh with me, not at me. That's all it is.
Well, unfortunately, they're normally laughing at me.
I have never learned that. Yeah, right.
I hear you.
I hear you too. Okay, do we have is this something you have to buy tickets? What's the cost of the event? All that.
There's tickets to go to the door, and also they also have been handing out some kind of like some type of golden tickets, like kind of like a Oompa Loompa thing. Excuse me. And they could get free tickets, or it's just a little admission in the door, and then get it little haha. And anyways, charge is only like between $5 to $10 per couple per bowl, so per time. So it's really cheap, easy, fun, and plus it's at the cabaret. You can't, you know, when you got an oiled up little midget and the ladies like that at the cabaret, I mean, what a night you just can't miss out on.
That's awesome, dude. I'll tell you this once right now. There's going to be a lot of people having a good time over there, and we really do appreciate your time, and have a great weekend.
Oh, I sure will, buddy.
Thank you so much, Brian. Everyone, make sure to check out Bad Boy Brian at Country Rock Cabaret to get your midget bowling. Try out this new and improved version, and we'll see you down there, Brian. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us about this awesome sport that we got to try out.
No problem. I hope to see all of you there, especially you ladies that have a fatuation over little people.
Very nice. Very nice
like
indeed. That is
out.
Brian, if you guys would like to do some midget bowling, that is a lot of fun. And no, you do not have to be a midget to go bowl. You are actually bowling the midgets.
Again, I think we can find two big enough people, and we could bowl TJ. That's what I'm saying. And no, this is not just a play to get TJ in a bunch of baby oil. Technicare. I'm just saying this is
Rob
Dibble's going to make this happen.
Butt tattoo says TJ just revealed a lot about himself after finding out where the finger could go in midget bowling. Donald Trump's Russian friend. Hadley, you sound like a millennial now, avoiding it, calling midget bowling. I see who you are, you snowflake. You are totally afraid of using your words.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well.
Splashback Deuce, what kind of oil pattern are we talking here? Hmm? Hmm? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jake and Kirkwood, substitute all the chicks dig Hadley to all the hot dogs dig Hadley. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's 2019. Whatever works.
Your worst nightmare's nightmare. Wait, Hadley said Smoothie King has the best smoothies, so they blend up hot dogs and serve them to you?
God, how glorious would that be?
Yeah, I'll do it. Rob Dibble's butt tattoo. TJ, I want you to come to a Labor Day parade and say you're anti-union. Just don't stand next to me. Donald Trump's Russian friend. Note to self, avoid eating over by the 590 studio at 5:30 this evening. Thanks for the heads up, Hadley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gino Ogic chiming in about me being a moron. That sounds par for the course. Doug Vaughn's fancy thong. TJ very Hadley type statement. I am very anti-union and I don't really mind the players' union. look, I don't mind unions in general. I told you my philosophy on that. I don't believe there's a huge need for them today. But if you have a strong union and it's helping you, go for it. I would not choose to join one voluntarily. I don't think people should have to be required to do that. And the Supreme Court agrees with me. They just passed something that said something similar. Gibby, Hadley never makes sense. Go run some red lights with Hockey Bob.
So now, texters, adding texters.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is this world coming to, people?
Ooh.
Can't we all just get along?
Oakville Hoosier, Hadley's right chicks dig out of shape diabetic guys.
It is bizarre. I agree with you, brother. I am not remotely denying that I'm perplexed.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get a break, John, and at some point you will show up at the studio, maybe. Till then, we'll keep talking to you on the phone on the other side. It's Hardline.